You're listening to the news and music programs on Kantar City's radio and television station, and now welcome to Hero Inis News. Yesterday evening, an acts program took place at the State of Thuk Nop Urban Street Culture Sports and Radio Center. The program teamed Angkor's Girls Forever Resonate aimed to celebrate the 78th anniversary of the August Revolution, August 19th, and the National Day of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, September 2nd. The program was jointly organized by the Department of Information and Communications, Kantar City Radio and Television Station, and Thuk Nop Urban Streets People's Committee. The content of the program raised the tradition of the struggle of the Vietnamese people in general, the people and troops of Kantar City in particular, expressed the joy and excitement of the people of Kantar City at the development and change of the homeland and country, while aiming to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the century run Kantar City, January 1, 2004, January 1, 2024. On the occasion of Phulang Festival of Parents Appreciation Day, yesterday, alternate member of the Party Central Committee Secretary of Kantar City Party Committee Nguyen Văn Hiếu visited and congratulated the Administrative Board of the Vietnam Buddhist Church in Kantar City. At each destination, Secretary Nguyen Văn Hiếu offered regards to dignitaries, monks and nuns and all Buddhists to welcome a peaceful and happy Phulang Festival. At the same time, he affirmed that over the past time, religions in Kantar City, including Buddhism, have always promoted the spirit of harmony, solidarity, actively contributing to the achievements of socio-economic development of the city. The secretary hoped that the venerable monks and nuns would continue to promote the tradition of national security, mobilize Buddhists to build and strengthen the great national unity, actively participate in patriotic emulation movements, social charity work, joint efforts for the development of the homeland. This morning, in Thuk Nop Urban District, Kantar City, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development organized the launching ceremony of releasing and regenerating aquatic resources of An Giang, Cần Thơ, and Đồng Tháp provinces. Accordingly, more than 1 million fingerlings with high economic value, with a total weight of more than 11 tons, were released into the natural environment. This is an activity to contribute to the protection and regeneration of aquatic resources, not only for the Hậu River Basin, but also for the whole Mekong Delta region, from that raising awareness and responsibility for the protection of aquatic resources among people. Yesterday, Standing Vice Chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Dương Tấn Hiển and relevant units worked with VCEP investors on the preparation to organize the launching ceremony of the infrastructure construction and business project of Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park Phase 1 of VCEP Kantar Industrial Park on September 9th. According to Kantar Industrial and Export Processing Zones Management Board, up to now, the City Land Fund Development Center has completed the site clearance work phase 1 and handed over to VCEP an area of about 10 hectares to prepare for the launching ceremony. The road connecting route number 1 from National Highway 80 to the Industrial Park has also been completed by the People's Committee of Vĩnh Thạnh Suburban District. Yesterday, the Youth Union of the People Authority Party Bloc, in collaboration with Kantar City Youth Union, opened the Voluntary Blood Donation Day for Community Life. This is one of the youth activities of the Bloc to celebrate the 20th year century run Kantar City. This is the third blood donation launch in 2023, organized by the Youth Union of the People Authority Party Bloc to promote the youth spirit of volunteering for the community. With the motto, one drop of blood gives, one life stays, and timely contributions to the city's blood reserves, more than 250 officials, youth union members, civil servants, officials, and workers in the city have volunteered to donate 688 units of blood from the beginning of the year until now. And that's all now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.